This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like there's not enough transparency with how hard it is. And also there's not enough credit going to women who are actually breastfeeding. Like Marley and I were actually speaking beforehand about this, that, you know, if you see a parent that's breastfeeding past a year, they're almost like, that's weird. Like there's a lot of judgment that. Mm-hmm. And kudos to those women who are doing that, because it is a full-time job, breastfeeding. And it's a physical tie, it's an emotional tie. And I do feel like it is a shame that there's not more like awareness around the struggles around breastfeeding. It's like, for example, I know so many of my friends who have had nipple discomfort and really had like struggled to carry on going past even a month because of the pain. And that's why, again, like this Munchkin product is so revolutionary, because one, I feel like as a mum, you're always worried, like, how much milk is my baby actually getting?
Yes.
But again, I think there's a real lack of education. And again, like through my maternity journey, I was never talked to about tongue tie, which is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I was never spoken to about, you know, it will be painful breastfeeding the first, like, especially the first few days, but probably the first month or so. And again, there's like a complete lack of transparency, which is why I think so many women are completely shell-shocked when they give birth and they have to go through this experience. Like, I mean, I didn't have any trauma. I haven't had a traumatic birth, but I can only imagine a woman who's gone through a traumatic birth and then struggles with breastfeeding. And then they have, it's just like, how do we expect women to cope with breastfeeding full time when they're not having any like emotional and physical support?
As we talk about online, I have to ask you about your viral TikToks that have.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
You know, because I was like myself and my producer Leah, we were both actually so excited to have a chat to you. Because I was like, I must ask her about the viral TikToks because they're blown up. And I think again, you being so honest and just going, do you know what? I'm going to call out somebody for being so rude, because we've all been there. You know, we've all been there where you're in a room full of lovely people and somebody snubs you and you're like, sorry, did I not give you a helping hand a couple of years ago?
It's totally crazy. I feel like I've really, like, TikTok is like one of my favorite platforms at the moment. Like, I love TikTok because it completely rewards you for doing more content, and it's like raw, it's authentic, like it's not posed. And you know, so basically I'll tell you what the whole thing is, that My agent and I were speaking, and she was like, you need to be doing more TikToks. And then I saw this TikTok being like, if you want to grow, you have to do between 5 and 10 videos a day.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to get cracking. And obviously I'm at home with the kids all day. So it's like, do you know what? Let me just, you know, between the naps and between the feeding, let me just kind of spew.
Yes. Yeah.
On my brain. So that was just what was on my brain for that day. And I remember I recorded the video and then I just put it away, put my son to bed, was feeding my daughter. And then I was like, everyone was messaging me. And I was thinking, what's everyone talking about? Because like, again, because I'd done like 5 that day,
yeah,
I was like, what's everyone talking about? Because everyone's like, what's that TikTok about? And I was in my head thinking like, which one? Because like, I've literally spewed so much today. I have no idea which one they're talking to. But yeah, I had no idea that it was going to be such a viral moment, to be honest. But I kind of actually felt bad because I thought, oh my gosh, I was like, I wasn't really intending for it to have that much of an effect on people. But people were literally coming up to me on the street. My partner's colleagues have been emailing him saying, da 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 about property. By the way, who is that person that you're partner's talking about on TikTok? So it really truly has gone viral. It really made me laugh.
Well, it just goes to show how authentic you are. Montana, thank you so much for being so honest. And I hope this has helped lots of women who are about to become mothers or are breastfeeding at the minute. And I really appreciate your time on this. Thanks so much.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thanks, Louise. It was so lovely to speak to you. Yeah, no, definitely. I feel like there's not enough transparency with how hard it is. And also there's not enough credit going to women who are actually breastfeeding. Like Marley and I were actually speaking beforehand about this, that, you know, if you see a parent that's breastfeeding past a year, they're almost like, that's weird. Like there's a lot of judgment that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm like, kudos to those women who are doing that, because it is a full-time job, breastfeeding. And it's a physical tie, it's an emotional tie. And I do feel like it is a shame that there's not more like awareness around the struggles around breastfeeding. It's like, for example, I know so many of my friends who have had nipple discomfort and really had like struggled to carry on going past even a month because of the pain. And that's why, again, like this Munchkin product is so revolutionary, because one, I feel like as a mum, you're always worried, like, how much milk is my baby actually getting?
Yes.
But again, I think there's a real lack of education. And again, like through my maternity journey, I was never talked to about tongue tie, which is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. I was never spoken to about, you know, it will be painful breastfeeding the first, like, especially the first few days, but probably the first month or so. Mm-hmm. And again, there's like a complete lack of transparency, which is why I think so many women are completely shell-shocked when they give birth and they have to go through this experience. Like, I mean, I didn't have any I haven't had a traumatic birth, but I can only imagine a woman who's gone through a traumatic birth and then struggles with breastfeeding. And then they have, it's just like, how do we expect women to cope with breastfeeding full time when they're not having any like emotional and physical support?
As we talk about online, I have to ask you about your viral TikToks that have.
Oh, I knew this was coming.
You know, because I was like, myself and my producer Leah, we were both actually so excited to have a chat to you. Because I was like, I must ask her about the viral TikToks because they're blown up. And I think, again, you being so honest and just going, do you know what? I'm going to call out somebody for being so rude, because we've all been there. You know, we've all been there where you're in a room full of lovely people and somebody snubs you and you're like, sorry, did I not give you a helping hand on a couple of years ago? It's you know totally what's crazy? Taken off.
I feel like I've really, like, TikTok is like one of my favorite platforms at the moment. Like, I love TikTok because it completely rewards you for doing more content, and it's like raw, it's authentic, like it's not posed. And you know, so basically I'll tell you what the whole thing is, that My agent and I were speaking, and she was like, you need to be doing more TikToks. And then I saw this TikTok being like, if you want to grow, you have to do between 5 and 10 videos a day.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to get cracking. And obviously I'm at home with the kids all day. So it's like, you know what? Let me just, you know, between the naps and between the feeding, let me just kind of spew.
Yes. Yeah.
On my brain. So that was just what was on my brain for that day. And I remember I recorded the video and then I just put it away, put my son to bed, was feeding my daughter. And then I was like, everyone was messaging me. And I was thinking, what's everyone talking about? Because like, again, because I'd done like 5 that day, yeah, I was like, what's everyone talking about? Because everyone's like, what's that TikTok about? And I was in my head thinking like, which one? Because like, I've literally spewed so much today. I have no idea which one they're talking to. But yeah, I had no idea that it was going to be such a viral moment, to be honest. But I kind of actually felt bad because I thought, oh my gosh, I was like, I wasn't really intending for it to have that much of an effect on people. But people were literally coming up to me on the street. My partner's colleagues have been emailing him saying, da 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 about property. By the way, who is that person that you're partner's talking about on TikTok? Yeah. So it really truly has gone viral. It really made me laugh.
Well, it just goes to show how authentic you are. Montana, thank you so much for being so honest. And I hope this has helped lots of women who are about to become mothers or are breastfeeding at the minute. And I really appreciate your time on this. Thanks so much.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Thanks, Louise. It was so lovely to speak to you. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.